KFO in Medford. Pure beef patty, lettuce, tomato.
You really think that just because you have an idea, it belongs to you?
You ain't never in your life heard a disc jockey come through here like me.
He mixes different quotes of people and a wide variety of songs, very, very freeform, which is the point of Darman Mathos.
Push it right to the edge.
I'm going back and clean the crackers out of my bed. I'm expecting company.
I only like two things I like. Chicken and chicks.
I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
Freak sucks.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of this show's producer, WMFO, its staff and management, or Tufts University.
You had the power to be all good, all wise, and all powerful. Why would you make the world you have now?
I don't know. I was really drunk at the time.
I was not drunk. I was on pills.
It's my show. I can do whatever I want, so I am.
I want you to trip like I do.
They're ready by poking them with your finger.
What is it? I've never heard any music like this in my life before, and if I ever have, I don't know where I heard it.
Get your own show. Play your own music.
Funnily in layers. Built up on top of one another. Like a sandwich.
Different sounds on top of each other.
Computers can do that?
Freedom for the artist and performer. The artist should feel free to use nudity if he feels like it.
Radio. Come on, let's rock and roll with the Ramones.
Good evening, and welcome to the Tears of the Gods sound collage. That's right. It's no ordinary radio program. It's a sound collage with audio clips from movies, TV shows, documentaries, political speeches, real-world historical events, who knows where, mixed in between and on top of the music. It's also a show that always matches a theme in one way or another. This evening, I'm presenting to you another in my continuing Tears of the Gods sub-series. A whole bunch of really short songs and a couple of longer ones. An excellent way to go freeform, both deep and wide. And this being a Tears of the Gods, we've got a feature for you. Actually, two featured artists. The seminal American punk band, the Ramones, and then a bunch of Bach pieces. Johann Sebastian Bach pieces, performed by Wendy Carlos on an early version of a Moog synthesizer. And we've actually done this kind of combo theme before, but with different Bach and Ramones songs. So yes, this has actually become the first Tears of the Gods sub-sub-series. Some of my other Tears of the Gods sub-series are Sounds of the 70s, and we've had a triplet of street jams. We've also had perfect albums, and yeah, this whole bunch of really short songs and a couple of longer ones. So we're going to be hearing Bach selections from the Wendy Carlos 4-CD Switched on Bach set. But for the first CD of those was her debut album, which was originally released in October 1968. It was produced by Wendy Carlos and Rachel Elkind. And the album is a collection of pieces by Johann Sebastian Bach that Wendy Carlos performed with assistance from Benjamin Folkman. And, on a Moog II synthesizer. And it played a key role in bringing synthesizers to the attention of the popular public. With popular music, yes, that's what I mean, which had synthesizers up until that point had been mostly used in experimental music and on a couple of, novelty songs. And Switched on Bach reached number 10 on the U.S. Billboard 200 chart. I mean, that's like all of the albums sold, and it topped the Billboard Classical Albums chart from 1969 to 1972. And just 2 years later, 1974, it had sold over 1 million copies and became, in 1986, the second classical album to be certified platinum. So we're talking about an album that maybe some people first thought was a kind of gimmick, and how classical music, certainly in 1968, nobody thought the synthesizer. But Wendy Carlos then made it be the second biggest, well, yeah, it was just one of the most popular classical albums ever. And of course, the Ramones were the most famous American punk bands, formed in New York City, actually Queens, in 1974. And they spearheaded the punk movement with their loud, short songs. Johnny Ramone duct taped two guitar straps together to make one that was long enough to hang really, really low. And then he learned how to play the guitar that way. As he told an interviewer, "When I first got a guitar, I adjusted the strap to where I thought it looked cool, and then I learned to play. It's important to look cool. That's the reason I bought this guitar. Besides, if you play loud enough, all guitars start to sound the same." That thought really stuck with me. It's important to look cool. Another thing I'd point out about Johnny Ramone is that, as he also described in an interview, he was tremendously influenced by Jimmy Page's guitar playing in the Led Zeppelin song Communication Breakdown. And essentially there, it's all down picking, playing with a plectrum, a pick, and just hitting down all the time, not back and forth, up and down, but just down. And that single Led Zeppelin song, Communication Breakdown, is where the essence of all Ramone's guitar playing derives from. Backing me up right now, we've got some sounds from a place called Pleasant Beach, but I sonically reversed them. So the waves are like going backwards, and the birds were too. So among our long tracks for you tonight, we've got Led Zeppelin, You Shook Me from the BBC Sessions, and Pink Floyd and The Orb, and even an AC/DC jam for you. In this next set, besides the Led Zeppelin, the really long song is going to be from Tangerine Dream, Through Metamorphic Rocks. And metamorphic rocks are inside the earth, and there's a lot of pressure from all the other rock that's on top. And then they also get heated. So they're basically going through a transformation, and a lot of times there are different kinds of rocks that are mixing to form new mixtures. But marble and marble is a good example of a metamorphic rock, basically produced under a lot of pressure and heat. So yeah, in the next set, besides that, we've got the Cosmic Voices of Bulgaria and Woody Guthrie, All You Fascists Are Bound to Lose, and the Violent Femmes too. And it all starts for you right now with the Ramones and the Cretan Op here on WMFO in Medford! We'll be right back.
touch me, and that hand will never touch anything again.
These fascists, what a couple of hillbillies can do. Well, I'm gonna tell you, fascists, you may be surprised. People in this world are getting organized. You're bound to lose, you fascists, bound to lose.
All of you fascists bound to lose.
I hear the rain, I hear the rain, I hear the rain, gotta kill the pain. I hear the rain, I hear the rain, I hear the rain, gotta kill the pain.
Bury me out on the lone prairie, prairie water washing over me. Bury me out on the lone prairie, friendly calls of a coyote. I hear the rain, I hear the rain, I hear the rain, gotta kill the pain. I hear the rain, I hear the rain, I hear the rain, gotta kill the pain. Bury me out in a lone city, sewer water, color of my teeth. Bury me out in a lone city, sewer water, wash my daughter down the sea. I hear the rain, I hear the rain, I hear the rain, gotta kill the pain. I hear the rain, I hear the rain, I hear the rain, gotta kill the pain. Watching right now, I think I go and say she's sitting watching right now. I think I go and say she's sitting watching right now. I think I go and say she's sitting watching right now. I think I go and say
I hear the rain, I hear the rain, I hear the rain, gotta kill the pain. I hear the rain, I hear the rain, I hear the rain, gotta kill the pain.
I hear the rain, I hear the rain, I hear the rain, gotta kill the pain. I hear the rain, I hear the rain, I hear the rain, gotta kill the pain. I hear the rain, I hear the rain, I hear the rain, gotta kill the pain. I hear the rain, I hear the rain, I hear the rain, gotta kill the pain. I hear the rain, I hear the rain, I hear the rain.
Have they gone?
I'm not sure. I can't see them out there.
What are they? Where did they come from?
I don't know. They're sure not from this planet. Damn, the way they look.
What's the noise?
Hey, don't panic. It's okay. It was probably just a...
Hello? Oh, hi. Can you hang on 1 second, please? Hey, Drew, can you please turn down the TV? I'm on the phone.
Oh, okay. Sorry, Mom.
Are extraterrestrials mentioned in the Bible? Has Earth ever been visited by aliens? To find the answers to these questions, go to AnswersRadio.com. You've just heard a message from Answers in Genesis.
You shook me all.
John Feldman of Goldfinger. The meat industry is making a killing off you and the dead animal on the end of your fork. Stop eating the garbage they feed you. Wake up and start thinking for yourself. The animal you ate for dinner suffered horribly until the day she died. So open your eyes and liberate your diet. Choose vegan. Visit PETA2.com or call 888-VEG-FOOD for a free veg starter kit. Thank you.
Wake up! Wake up!
Tonight, on the Tears of the Gods sound collage, I'm playing you a whole bunch of really short songs and a couple of longer ones. And we've got two features for you. We've got featured artists The Ramones and Wendy Carlos playing a whole bunch of Johann Sebastian Bach pieces on an early Moog synthesizer. We began that last set with the Ramones and the Cretan Hop, followed by the Cosmic Voices of Bulgaria with Bri Petrunko. That means, hey you, Petrunko. And then we heard the two-part Invention in B-flat major by Bach, performed by Wendy Carlos. And then it was Woody Guthrie, all you fascists are bound to lose. So those were four songs that were each less than 2 minutes long. And we then moved over to a 14-minute, 29-second piece by Tangerine Dream, Through Metamorphic Rocks. And metamorphic rocks are ones that have been subject, usually made out of a couple of different minerals, and they've been subject to tremendous pressure and heat from being down below in the earth, and it changes what they're like. As opposed to igneous rock, which is like, that comes from lava when the rock is all molten on the inside of the earth and then it solidifies. And then sedimentary rocks, which are things that are deposited. And there's a couple of different ways that could happen, but one would be like all the seashells that fall to the bottom of the ocean and all that stuff making limestone. Yes, we are WMFO in Medford, Tufts. Sometimes educational radio. And then we heard from the Violent Femmes, I Hear the Rain. And then something from Ken Ham, without Ken Ham, that crazy crackpot young earth creationist. He believes that the earth, the universe, everything was created by God somewhere less than 10,000 years ago. You shouldn't believe anything he says, but you can get some amusement from listening to some of his productions. Yes, Answers in Genesis, a mini drama, Aliens in the Bible. And then another longer piece from the BBC Sessions Disc 1, a live album. Well, sort of live in studio at the BBC, performed by Led Zeppelin in 1969 and 1970. And there's a lot of great tracks on there. It was released in 1997. It took a while to come out. And then we finished things up with a public service message from John Feldman of Goldfinger. Meanwhile, backing me up is Brian Eno. This is the first piece on his first, well, on Ambient One, Music for Airports. But what I've done is I've sonically reversed it, so it's playing backwards. This piece is simply called 1/1. And for the rest of my breaks, I'm going to be playing the other three pieces on that perfect ambient album. So in the next set, we're going to be hearing from Bach and Wendy Carlos and the Ramones again. And we're going to go way back, and something that came to me from WMFO's perhaps most controversial DJ ever, Billy Bob Neck. We've got a Cowboy for Jesus. And we're also going to hear from Laika and the Cosmonauts and the Sex Pistols. Our really long song in there is going to be from Pink Floyd, from an album they did before The Dark Side of the Moon, Metal. This song is called Echoes, and it's got a lot of different cool sounds in there. There's a kind of jam session going, and there's a part that makes me think of some animals, maybe birds screaming. And yeah, it goes through a lot of different moods, which is what a great song can do. But first, we are going to start with an overture. Yes, an overture, but not a classical one. This is from the rock band Blood, Sweat, and Tears, the overture to their album, Child is Father to the Man. Here on WMFO in Medford. The God Sound Collage.
Child reflection in the forest and the wood that I had some kind of, I would say, mystical experiences. The feeling of oneness, to be one with nature, the feeling to see now the true aspects of nature, the beauty in it, and which filled me with happiness.
Take this as a warning or a piece of advice any way you want it. You and your friends keep on playing punk gangsters and we're gonna land on you hard. You understand?